Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Ayin Vav, the 76th psalm in the book of Tehillim. And remember, we've just stepped into really the second half of the book of Tehillim, made up of 150. We've just entered our second half. This is a huge accomplishment, and it should be a moment to appreciate just how important it is that we don't just say Tehillim, that we try to understand Tehillim. Let's carry on this journey together. So let's look at this Mizmor from an overview point of view. First of all, there are 13 psukim in this mizmor. It is relatively short compared to what we've been learning up till now, and is divided into three basic sections. The first pasuk is its ketoves, its introduction, which reads Lamnatzeach b'niginois mizmor le'asaf shir. This is Lamnatzeach, of course, is one of the 11 Asaf mizmorim, which is attributed to Asaf, and it is on the neginos, which sounds like a musical instrument, according to many mefarshim. The three sections are Beis to Dalet, 2 to 4, in which there's a declaration of how Hashem is great and He dwells in Zion, in Sion. The next section, the middle section, is from 5 to 10, Hey to Yud, the main section of the Mizmor, which is how Hashem places His fear upon His enemies and saves those who are humble, Loishia ko anvei oretz. And finally, in Yud Aleph to Yud Gimel, the closing and last section is how people accept Hashem and pledge in His support, in attribution to Hashem. The theme of this Mizmor is very clearly about how Hashem will, at a certain point, make His presence recognizable, make it imminent that He is in the He is around, and those who feared Him will be rewarded. Those who did not fear Him will now pay homage to Him, whether it be proletariat or whether it be ruler, will come to pay homage to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This sounds like a follow-on of the last few Mizmorim, in which destruction, exile, and suffering were discussed, and the resolution that Hashem ultimately would bring justice. This sounds like that moment where there is justice being brought about. So this is the culmination, the climax of those the trajectory of the first few Mizmorim. In terms of trying to understand the events behind this, this is a very interesting debate. There's many possibilities over here. It does sound very general, so it is hard to identify a specific event. However, it is worth noting that one option is that when you look at the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of Tanakh, they add to the Ketovet, they add to the introduction, Al Ha'ashuri. This was said on the Assyrians. And this is what the Malbim, in fact, says as well in understanding this. This was said upon the miraculous battle which occurs, is described both in Sefer Melachim and in the Sefer Yeshayahu, in which the army of Sancheriv besieges Yerushalayim, and overnight, in a miraculous event, 185,000 of his troops die of a mysterious plague, and ultimately, that is the last time that Assyria is able to lay siege to Yerushalayim. From then onwards, Yerushalayim has somewhat of independence, which is an incredible miracle, and is referring to that. There are textual supports for this. So, for instance, in Pasuk Vav, it talks about Eshtolalu Abirei Lev, Nomu Shinoisom V'loi Motsu Kohan Shechayil Yedeihem. With a translation that the stout-hearted lost all sense, they dozed off into their sleep, and none of the warriors could find their hands. Meaning, this event, this victory occurred in their sleep, and that's exactly what happened. The Tanakh describes this was an overnight miracle, so it could be referring to that. Another example is also Pasuk Beis, Noida Bihuda Elokim. Hashem was known in Judah. Judea is the southern province, it's the southern kingdom, so this miracle must be referring to something which occurred there, which again points in the same direction. However, there are also terminologies, phrases, which remind us of Kriyas Yamsuf and of the war of the four kings with Avram Avinu. So there really are other echoes over here. It could be the Mishorer, the narrator, is simply echoing biblical passages, or it could be something more general. There is another option over here, and that could be just a little bit around the same time. The Midrash tells us that this might be after the 10 tribes were exiled by Assyria. This is before the siege of Yerushalayim. What ended up happening was the other nations would say, God really rejected His people, something which was not, this was certainly not the last time in history that this was said about the Jews. But ultimately, Hashem has abandoned Israel because, look, He sent a majority of them to exile, and Hashem only found His Emunah, only allowed His Emunah to rest in Israel when they were whole. So in response to that, this is why the Midrash tells us that the Mizmor emphasizes, Noida b'Yehuda Elokim, that Hashem is known among Yehuda, that even though there is only a small remnant of the Jewish people left, unexiled at this point in time, still Hashem is clinging to them. Another option over here is this could be referring to David HaMelech's own kingship. The Chida points out in his Pirush on Tanakh that when Shmuel HaNavi actually anointed David, it was during the reign of Shaul HaMelech, and therefore it is not allowed to be public. And he was persecuted, and he was chased, and he was pursued, and even when Shaul died, he spent a number of years still biding his time. And therefore, this Mizmor is talking about Noida b'Yehuda Elokim b'Yisrael Godol Shlomoin. This is the time when David HaMelech will ultimately become king, and it will be known that his kingship has arrived. And that's the Malchus based David, which is arriving. On the more global and grander scheme, the Chida also suggests another option, which is that this could be referring to the assurance that the Mikdash will be rebuilt, just like it was destroyed. I sent spread the fire to Zion in Perek HaKoines in Baba Kama, and I'm going to rebuild it. And that's what I'm saying, Noda b'Yehuda, that Hashem Elokim, Hashem is going to be known in Judah, he's going to rebuild the temple. That's the promise. The Radak pushes it even further to end of times, as the Radak many times does, saying this is referring to the war of Gog and Magog, the apocalyptic battle at the end of time. The Da'at Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, it sort of looks at all of these suggestions, these many suggestions. There was the times of Sancheriv, the exile of the 10 tribes, David HaMelech's kingship, or the destruction and construction of the base of Migdash, or the war end of times. And he says, you know, it's meant to be general. The David HaMelech, or the Meshorer, in this case Asaf, generalized this Mizmor to such a way that it could encompass many events during history. And in fact, it is perhaps likely that this Mizmor was said publicly to Olei Regel, to people who came up to the base of Migdash on the Yomim Tovim, and it was said publicly, and to remind people of all of these events, which is why perhaps it starts off talking about Zion, where Hashem is found in Zion, which is where the base of Mikdash is, and also ends with how a person gives their sacrifices to Hashem, because that's ultimately the response that a person would have from thinking about these episodes. So that is the general, perhaps, capstone perspective of this. In terms of places in our tefillah where this Mizmor appears, the Vilna Gaon does point out that this is the Mizmor Shir Shel Yom, this is the Psalm of the Day which is said on Sukkos, and part of that is because in Pasuk Gimel it says, Vayhi v'sholem sukkoi, when Hashem's sukkah, when his resting place will be complete, and also Shalem should not, we should not miss the veiled reference in Tanakh over here to the place called Shalem or Salem, which is where ultimately Yaakov Avinu came and placed his sukkah when he was on his way back from Lavan. So there's clearly a Tanakh reference over here. But nonetheless, that is why it was set on Sukkos. It's also because the war of Gog and Magog, the apocalyptic battle at the end of history, which the Radak is referring to, that is going to be taking place, or the homage giving is going to be taking place on Sukkos, as is clear in the Haftorah of the Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And then finally, just one pasuk in pasuk Hey is the phrase Noor Ato Adir. Rather, Hashem is the way it's translated over here is you are illumination. You are illumination. You are mighty. Is actually used, that permutation is used as an appeal both in Yom Kippur and it's in the Hoshanas. Noor Va'adir Hoshiana is based on this pasuk. One pasuk in the spotlight before we close it, and that's pasuk Yud Beis. It says, Nadru v'shalmu la'Hashem alakechem kol sivivav yovilu shai lemora. Shai lemora is, of course, a famous phrase. Make vows to God your Lord and fulfill them, and all who are around him bring tribute to the Awesome One. That's the Shai, is their tribute, Lamora, to the Awesome One. The Malbim says, what is going on over here? So he explains that if you see a nation which is successful, you see the Assyrians, as an example, which is how the Malbim understands his Mizmor, and you see them wielding power, don't give tribute to them, because ultimately they are borrowing power, they are borrowing fear, they are borrowing Moira from the source of fear and power, which is Hashem. Therefore, really give Shai, Lamora, give that tribute to the real source of fear, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is the Almighty. That's a very different way of looking at things, and you should know that the Malbim's comment is very astute, politically speaking, meaning to say, at this time, the reason why the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the reason why the father of Chizkiyahu HaMelech lived in such a culture which was corrupt in terms of Judaism, was not because they fancied Assyrian gods. It was because they felt that they could gain national security by adopting Assyrian culture and paying homage to the Assyrian Empire. That was why they did it. Therefore, what the Malbim is saying over here is like Chizkiyahu HaMelech, cut your ties. The reason why Chizkiyahu HaMelech was attacked by Sanherib was because he cut his political and cultural ties with Assyria. He says, bring Shai Lamora, bring tribute to the real source of power, and ultimately you'll be protected. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.